This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root for the entire show tonight. Normally on Thursdays I get the first hour, but tonight I get it all, baby. Wayne is on a well-deserved break. He will be back tomorrow night sitting in this big chair across the entire country. See the shining sea again on the USA Radio Network. The great Chris pushing all the buttons and making it go. From Vegas to Minneapolis to Oklahoma City, all the way out here to Connecticut and Long Island and everywhere in between. Okay, so welcome to Thursday. Hope you guys had a great Christmas. I hope you guys had a, you know, a wonderful time with the family, sat back and enjoyed whatever it is that you enjoy. The aunts, the uncles. I had the same thing, you know, you guys had. I had all the family members come to the house. Well, not really. Actually, more my wife's side of the family than my side of the family. Almost, you know, the entire Speziali clan. My wife is a full-blown Italian, so half of her clan came to the house. And, you know, they were drinking their espresso coffees and vodkas and limoncellos and all of that. And, of course, you know, it was very slow in the beginning. And eventually things kind of tend to lead towards the world of politics. And once they get into politics, everyone sort of has to bounce things, you know, eventually off me. I mean, I'm there. They don't purposely bounce it off me, but eventually it gets to me, right? Like, what do you think? What do you think we should do? How about this or how about that? And I'm like, good God, please, just one day. One day, I don't have to answer the questions about impeachment and Trump and taxes. But in the end, it ends up being a good day, and it's always great to see the family. It's fun, as a matter of fact. It's funny how people, you know, even from the same family, and this is true of, I'm sure, every single family across the country, but families, even within the inner structure of even close-knit families, there is such just nutso division when it comes to politics, right? I mean, like me, I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm socially sort of moderate. I would put myself in the libertarian mode. My brother is way left of center, all the way out the left-hand side of the tree. My wife is conservative. Her sister's very liberal. But still, you know, it wasn't like a fight like you get where people get up and stomp out and get mad. It's more like, and with me, I never get into any kind of an argument with folks at the table when it comes to family members or friends. I just say, you know what I end up saying in the long run? Listen, I'm on the air this many hours a week. If you want to talk to me about this, just pick up the phone and call me. Just if you want to disguise your voice or you want to tell everybody who you are, fine. You know, when I'm getting paid to talk about this, then you can talk about it with me. Until then, no. I pass. But I hope, in all seriousness, I hope you guys had a great holiday and had fun. And again, now New Year's is here. It'll be here before you know it. I was thinking about this today, and I want to run this past you. So, how long for you does this holiday spirit last? I mean, is it sort of done once Christmas comes and goes? Is that it? Or I think we're still in, what, night 4 or 5 of Hanukkah? I can't keep track of Hanukkah, too many nights. Night 5. Okay, thank you, Chris. So night 5 of Hanukkah. So there you go. So we got Hanukkah going, still full force. So I guess you still have to have some form of cheer. But, I mean, for some of other folks out there, does it end at midnight, stroke of midnight, Christmas Day, is it over for you? Is that it? You sort of put the smile away, put it in the back pocket, go to the grumpy puss face and move forward with that? Or does it kind of last for as long as it will last until something motivate you to change? And I was talking to a couple of, some wonderful women came and visited me today in the studio, and they were so, actually it's funny, they listened to Wayne every night, they're loyal fans, and they brought me these wonderful, the silver lozenges, they order them for me, and then they give them to me at special times, they're just great. But they, you know, they were talking about something that I had said, and it just kept ringing true all day long for me today, because they were listening to me earlier this morning, and they said, I heard you say this today, and it really had an impact on me, which was little things, right? Little things go so far, especially this time of year. Like just waving somebody in. Like say you've got a locked-in parking spot at a crowded mall. But let's say you see the person two cars up who is, you know, they're searching for a spot, and you could tell from this distance maybe they're older than you, 60s, 70s, whatever, and you decide to give that person the spot, and you know, you park down the end of that alleyway or the other side of the mall, if you still go mall shopping or wherever you might be. And little things like that. And you think to yourself, okay, to you it's really not that big a deal, right? But to that person, you probably made their whole day. Right, I mean, and listen, I got to practice a little bit more what I preach. Sometimes I don't necessarily do that. But think about what kind of an impact you would have. Somebody, I tell you what, somebody did this to me the other day, and it just made me think of this. I was in a store, and I was in a hurry because I had to get back to the studio. And I had like a bag of three apples and something to drink, I think it was. And this was Christmas Eve, as a matter of fact, now that I think of it. And the woman in front of me, like we were both going to the line at the same time, and I said, I let her go. And even though she had a carriage of stuff, I let her go, and she saw that I only had two things and took my kindness and threw it back in my face and said, no, you go. And I, like, if it's July and 100 degrees outside, I don't know if I get that, but because it was Christmas Eve, you know, voila, I get maybe something a little bit special. So then I take that with me all day. And I think that's great. And this lady didn't really cost her anything but 30 seconds of her time and essentially made my day. So I guess the question is, how long do you keep the holiday spirit moving forward? And or is it already gone? Has it already evaporated into the mist? So, and what did you get? What was your big Christmas gift? What did you give? What did you get? I mean, if you guys want to call in, I'd love to hear from you throughout the show. We have a number of guests coming on today/tonight, so there'll be a limited opportunity to call. But if you do want to chat about some stuff that you got going on, you can call 833-WAR-TALK, as always, 833-927-8255. I have Lowell Ponte coming on at the bottom of this hour. A pal of mine, cardiologist Dr. Foley, they'll talk about a certain type of medicine. Chris Burr, who has written a book about the Second Amendment and what to do when you're carrying a weapon. I've got a gentleman who's going to come on and talk a little bit about marijuana and the dangers of marijuana. He was a former state rep out in Colorado. And to wrap up the show, we've had him on before. Arthur Wicknick is going to join me because I have a couple pointed questions to ask him. He is a Vietnam veteran and an author of a great book and also one of the mainstays when they talk about Vietnam on the History Channel. So it's going to be good to get him in. I'll talk to him a little bit about what it was like to serve during, you know, be serving in the military, even in on the front lines, active duty, hostile zone, when Christmas comes rolling around. So, I mean, it doesn't feel like Christmas was yesterday, does it? I mean, I don't know what it was. Not that I never really get into the Christmas spirit. I shouldn't say I'm Bah Humbug. I'm not really the Grinch. I'm not the mean one, Mr. Grinch, necessarily. I just don't throw myself into that whole holiday spirit. I think what happens is certain people in your life, they are gone, right? So those people who were so, you know, who loved Christmas as much as they did. My mom is the one I'm referring to. She loved Christmas so much, and she's only been gone for 3 years. But I mean, the fact that it was always, you know, it went through her no matter what. And that being gone, it takes a little bit of it away. And you find different neat things about the day, but it's still never going to be the same. So, not that I'm Bah Humbug again. Bah Humbugging. Is that the word? I don't even know how to say that. But not that I'm doing that. But I just hope, in a general sense, you guys had a great time on Christmas and be safe as far as New Year's goes, man. I was reading a couple different
different things about partying and people getting into accidents. And you know, New Year's Eve night is always the my parents actually used to call it amateur night. And I remember a time. I remember I was like just a kid, and my parents were driving to my aunt's house. It was like 8 o'clock, and some guy was weaving in and out of traffic. He ended up, you know, crashing into a parked car. It wasn't really a bad thing, but he was definitely drunk. And I remember my parents, little things you remember when you're a kid. Like my mom's turned to my dad. She goes, "See, amateur night." Like they were professionals. They barely drank in their entire life. But anyway, all right. That's how we open today. I get to politics. We've got Trump stuff to talk about. I want to talk about congressional approval ratings as well. I want to do that when I can squeeze it in somewhere along the line tonight and talk about how maybe we can fix what's happening down in Washington when it comes to Congress. I mean, think about the idea that, you know, if your approval rating is right now, it's hovering between 16 and 18%. And that's actually higher than it's been in the past. But a 60% disapproval rating for Congress. I mean, 16 to 18% approval rating. The rest are sort of undecided. But can you imagine if 60% of the people hated what you did, disapproved of what you did every day? How that would wear you out. Wouldn't you want to change how you did things? If 6 out of 10 people on the street stopped me, knew who I was, and said, I can't stand you on the air. You're terrible. You're the worst. You're a horrible radio broadcaster. I think after a while, you'd be like, oh, man, okay. And maybe if one of the 10 came out and they shook your hand and said, oh, I like your show. But 6 out of 10 couldn't stand you? Wouldn't you try to do something? If that's what you really wanted to do, wouldn't you try to change it and make it better? Make yourself better? All right. I also have a million, literally a stack of a mile high of things that I want to share with you. Just some funny stuff, some interesting stuff. They found a new mineral today, like a completely new mineral, never been before found on the planet, which is kind of cool. We'll get into all of that. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in the entire show tonight, USA Radio Network. Wayne has the day off. He'll be back tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat at 20 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
That looks good to non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes. But for those of you that need a cigarette, literally this evening, we have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Let me mention Liberty HealthShare, because Liberty HealthShare has been the sponsor of the show for about 4 years now. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. There are no windows, but we are in the window period right now where everybody's allowed to join anything new they want. So a lot of people are in the, you know, in the window where they look. But there are no windows with Liberty HealthShare because Christian Health Sharing has an exemption with Obamacare. So there's no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com.
All right, we're back. It is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I've got the entire show Thursdays. I get the first hour, but he's off today. And, again, a well-deserved rest. So I don't know. I have enough time, I think, to tell the story. My apologies to the folks who listen to me on the stations in the East Coast because I told this story this morning, but I got to tell it again for folks who are listening anywhere else in the country. So I left work on Tuesday was Christmas Eve, and I didn't get out of here till like 3 o'clock. Sometimes we have a lot of things we have to do when there's a couple of days off, or at least a day off. Sometimes it's hard to put all that stuff together, so I was here pretty late. Anyway, so I forgot to log out of my Facebook account and my Twitter account, and even my, I think my email too was up here when I got here. But okay, so you guys know that, you know, whatever products or things that you search on a computer. Like if you're using, if I'm using this computer at work and I search for something, like I search for a tractor or I search for, you know, Venetian blinds, whatever it is, then eventually you'll get ads either in an email or ads on Facebook that feature whatever it is that you were searching. So I get in here this morning here in the Full Power Radio studio smack dab in Connecticut in the middle of New York and Boston. And I, you know, I'm here. I'm like, oh, well, my Facebook thing is accounts up. So I'm not concerned. But no one's, who's going to be here on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? So I start, you know, doing what I do early in the morning. I usually post all the people that are going to come up. And if you go to my Facebook page now, you can actually see who's coming up tonight. So I do that even for the night show here. But I'm kind of looking and I'm seeing some weird advertisements on the right-hand side of the screen. And it's four guys with shirts off holding a drink on the deck of a ship. And I'm like, well, that looks peculiar. But I don't really pay it too much attention. And I continue to do what I'm doing. And then a couple of minutes later, I see another picture of a group of more men wearing these kilts. They had these kilts on. And they were really in very strange positions. Not necessarily obscene positions, but a position that you wouldn't see me in with my friends. Right? Okay, so now I look closer at it, and there's an advertisement for gay cruises. And there's nothing wrong with that, I guess. It's fine. Whatever knocks your socks off, it doesn't bother me at all. Whatever.
So Lee, I'm sorry. I got to jump in. I cannot let this go. I'm so sorry, man. So let me ask you something.
Yeah, okay.
Are you signed up for shuffleboard?
Well, here's the theme at the station, right? So I rolled this out today, and no one seems to have an answer for me.
Right.
So now we're waiting for who comes back in a week with a tan, right? Whoever comes back with a tan, that's the culprit.
Now you got to go because I just want to know if you run into Kathy Lee on that cruise.
I wouldn't even have noticed it, right? If it weren't for these really strange smiles. No, the men had these really, just the smiles. No man ever smiles that big. So they were having a good time, man. They were having a good time on the deck of the good ship Lollipop. Anyway. I guess we got to take a break. The music means we got to take a break. So I always enjoy talking to my next guest, and he's been on with Wayne a number of times. I think he's funny. He's sarcastic. He's an author. He's written a whole bunch of stuff, and I just usually get out of the way and let him do his thing when he's on, which, again, gives me a break. His name is Lowell Ponte, and he's been on with us a couple of different times, and we will chat with him in a bit. Doc Foley down the road. Chris Bird. Then we'll talk to a chaplain. That's right, a chaplain about marijuana. He actually is a state rep, former state rep out in California. And Arthur Wicknick wraps up the show. Please don't go anywhere. We're having a blast tonight. I feel it in my bones. It's the USA Radio Network.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than three-quarters of people plan to return at least one of their Christmas gifts this year. One in five plan to return more than half, according to a survey by online retail platform Oracle. Heatha Herzog is a retail analyst, and she has some tips for you if you need to return a package.
If you go earlier, people are more willing to help you out, and there's going to be more of a chance that you can get what you want. There's going to be more stock in there. Everyone's going to be going out to return things today and over the rest of the week into the weekend.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Holiday traffic congestion will reach its peak on Thursday in several major cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Travel experts believe today and tomorrow could be the busiest day for America's airports. The experts say the roads will be especially packed in the late afternoon between 4:30 and 6:30, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, welcome back. It is the USA Radio Network. That means sea to shining sea radio stations across the great country. My name is Lee Elsie, and anytime I get a chance to do a full 3-hour show, I search through all the different publications, and I go through all the different talented folks, and I eventually find the author, the political pundit, the radio talk show host Lowell Ponte, and he agrees to come on and talk about many different things, and he makes me laugh every time he's on. Lowell, how are you, buddy?
Reminds me, Babylon Bee and Zero Hedge have both noted that Santa Claus is in big trouble.
Santa Claus.
He has been accused of quid pro quo for giving children gifts in exchange for good behavior. Outrageous.
Yes, I agree.
He's so inegalitarian that he won't give equal goodies to the bad kids. He'll give them baddies.
Oh, I like that. That's very good. That's good. So the whole world spent the night with quid pro quo. Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much. So I just was looking through the Now is the Winter of Our Discontent. Again, this is your latest op-ed published out a couple days ago. But tell me a little bit about this, Nancy Pelosi and her wickedness.
Well, her wickedness is clearly manifest, but what's particularly interesting, do people realize that Adam Schiff has already launched an attack on Mike Pence? Now you say,
yes.
Who cares? What difference does that make? It makes a world of difference that I can sum up in three words. President Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is number three in the order of succession. If anything happens to the president, and then anything happens to the vice president, she, a Democrat, would be the one to take over and become president of the United States. So the only thing they need to do is simply impeach Donald Trump and impeach Mike Pence at the same time. So they're both gone. Pence cannot replace Trump and then appoint his own vice president. That, of course, would be fatal to her plans. But yes, the Democrats, theoretically, could be playing this whole game to make themselves and Ms. Pelosi president.
Do you think she looks at herself in the mirror every day and, like, Stuart Smalley telling everybody how good she is and how great a president she'd make?
Remember, every member of the U.S. Senate, not Congress necessarily, but every senator has chapped lips from kissing a mirror. Every senator wakes up in the morning and whistles hail to the chief as he looks at himself in the mirror.
I think you're right about that.
Himself.
Yeah, I think you're 1,000%.
I don't know what the proper pronoun is these days. I guess we just call them all it.
That is true. Lowell Ponte talking about this disaster, this sham, this chicanery that's going on in Washington. I wanted to, again, we can get to, you know, your eloquent piece here, which, again, rivals William Shakespeare himself. But
oh, we have lots of pieces.
I want to ask you the serious question about why did Nancy Pelosi not put the articles of impeachment into that little wooden box and walk it over to the Senate? Why didn't they have that happen?
Well, they want two things out of this process they're playing. They want to demean Trump by saying, oh, he's impeached. He's the first president to be impeached since, oh, Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton is forgotten, even though Bill Clinton had 11 real violations of law, felonies, in his impeachment. And he had to bribe a whole lot of senators to keep that from happening. For example, the fellow from Ohio who had been an astronaut early on.
John Glenn?
Oh, well. In any event, Clinton just gave him a ride on the space shuttle.
Yeah.
In exchange for his vote. So was it John Glenn?
I think it was John Glenn, yeah.
John Glenn was a very tragic figure in a way, because he had this one great successful flight, and then he kept applying for another mission and another and another, and he was always turned down. He was never told by President John F. Kennedy that NASA had been ordered to never send him aloft again. It would be too much of a tragedy for the nation if he were to die in an accident.
Really?
Yeah. And therefore, John Glenn did not know that he'd been made ineligible to fly on missions. They just let him keep applying for them and wondering why he was turned down. So he finally gave up, settled for something lowly and worldly, even earthly, like being a senator. And this was his last chance to go into space.
Right.
And lo and behold, Clinton found a way to buy every senator he needed to keep from being removed from office.
Right.
You know, in this procedure, I look back at John F. Kennedy's book, Profiles in Courage, which includes the story of a U.S. senator, a young Republican, a radical Republican from Kansas, who cast the one decisive vote to prevent Lincoln's vice president, who'd become president when Lincoln was assassinated, from being removed from office by other radical Republicans. He cast the saving vote, said John F. Kennedy, therefore he was a man of tremendous courage. And I found myself asking, isn't there a single Democrat, at least in the Senate, who would cast a key vote to keep Trump from being removed from office? Fortunately, that's not an issue.
Right.
But then it turns out it wasn't really an issue in Kennedy's Profiles of Courage either. There were four other senators who were ready to cast that vote if it was necessary. They just found it politically convenient to let the little kid, the neophyte from Kansas, hang for it. And they wouldn't have to pay the political price. They'd get the result they wanted and be able to vote the other way.
Right. Let me ask, Lowell Ponte is our guest, and we always enjoy having him on. I want to throw this back at you, but in the reverse way, because I'm confused by this. In a good way. I mean, I don't know why it's happened. I'm glad it's happened.
I never really answered your question.
Which one?
I half answered it. Nancy Pelosi wants the pleasure and joy and weaponry of being able to say Trump was impeached, but she doesn't want him to be able to say, and I was found innocent by the Senate.
Okay, but I thought that if they don't take that box of impeachment paperwork over to the Senate, then he technically is not impeached.
Well, that's what she has discovered from a Democrat lawyer of all people after the fact. But the goal was to keep it hanging in between. The other thing is Al Green from Texas, the man who said, we must impeach Trump, otherwise we can't hope to beat him.
The line of the
ballot
line
box
of the year,
in 2020. Yeah. Al Green has also said, quite rightly, that the House of Representatives isn't limited to impeaching Trump once or twice or three times. They can impeach him an infinite number of times.
Right.
If they fail once, twice, three times, they can impeach him a fourth time. They can just keep making things up. And sooner or later, they figure, they will have a situation in which the Democrats somehow regain control of the Senate, still have control of the House, therefore control the entire procedure. Now, they do need a two-thirds vote in the Senate, but by then, enough senators, Republicans, will have been cowed by this, that they might back down, like Murkowski of Alaska, and begin talking, well, you know, I'm not very comfortable at how Donald Trump talks. Now, I suppose you're comfortable about how Nancy Pelosi votes. She votes like a worshiper of the pagan god Moloch. She votes in favor of outright infanticide at taxpayer expense for young people. I guess that's okay with the very Catholic Nancy Pelosi. But Donald Trump's terrible language isn't.
Interesting. You know, it's funny. You just made me think of something about. I'll get to that maybe in the second part of our conversation. I wanted to ask you this real quick about Trump. And, you know, I'm amazed. Let's put it that way. Maybe that's the word. When he was running, he knocked 16 other candidates out of his way and got, you know, the nomination for president, and then kicked Hillary to the curb and became president. But while he was doing that, he was taking a tremendous amount of abuse, slings and arrows, not only from the Democrats, but from his own party. And then all of a sudden, it's almost as if it happened overnight, everything sort of got quiet on the Republican side, and no one says boo about anything that he does. Are you surprised about that? I mean, I'm not criticizing it necessarily. I'm curious, you know, you're a very smart guy and with a great intellect. I'd like to know what you make of that and why you think it happened.
Well, in the world of being able to distill everything down to a cliche, The standard cliche here is success has 1,000 fathers and failure has none. If Trump had failed, if he hadn't succeeded in office, then those Republicans would still be his enemies. But because he's succeeded, they want to be on the success train.
Right.
Because he's getting this overwhelming turnout from voters, they'd rather have the Republican voters on their side than on somebody else's side. So there isn't much of a market for never-Trump Republicans anymore.
Right.
They have virtually disintegrated. And so it's an interesting contest we have shaping up.
Yeah, I mean, I listen, looking at politics, as long as I've looked at it, I didn't think it was going to happen this quickly. I thought, you know, if he had success, certainly it was, you know, about tax cuts and growing the economy.
I would suggest one thing to qualify what you said, though. Trump won because the liberal media elected him.
That's correct.
The liberal media elected him, says the New York Times, by giving him $2 billion worth of free airtime because they wanted to nominate the weakest Republican to run against Hillary, and they figured that was Trump.
That's right. That's right. Listen, the music's playing. You'll come back one more segment with us?
Absolutely.
All right. Lo Ponte is with us, author extraordinaire. And again, I will post his latest piece on my Facebook thread so you guys can share it and read it and all that goes along with that. But I do have to take a break. We've got to take care of some business. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. One of our favorite guests, Lowell Ponte, joining us. And Lowell, before we go any further, and I ask you probably one silly question before we wrap it up, where can folks find out more about you, read your stuff, get that great book that you're giving away? Where can they go?
At WorldNetDaily or WND.com, about 10 million normal readers to that site. Tomorrow's column will be Progressivism's Godless Religion. Now that the Pope has said we live in a post-Christian era, in effect, we look into that and what it means. And the grim reality is that the left is not promoting an ideology. They're promoting literally an alternative religion. In fact, in communist China, they are requiring the Christians and others to rewrite their religious scripture to include Marxist thought, Taoist thought, Buddhist thought, and so on, as a way of weakening its impact. One late major Chinese official actually said that for every person converted to Christianity, there is one fewer Chinese. They do not like Christianity over there. So that's an interesting effort. Rather than just outright persecution, they're going to modify the religion they don't like, so that nobody believes in it anymore. And, of course, we do our books, Craig Smith and I. You see him about once a week on Neil Cavuto, on Fox Business.
Right.
Our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, is also free. Our new white paper called China's Top Secret War is out, which goes into a lot of depth on Chinese peculiarities. And to get those free, you just call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492. And of course, there are all those themes I love so well. We now have two billionaires in the Democrat race. One, Tom Steyer, made his billions. How? By selling coal and by selling stock in a company that runs private for-profit prisons. The things Democrats love best. Michael Bloomberg has more than $53 billion. He is the 14th richest person in the world, I think it is. And as such, Michael Bloomberg, if he wanted, could spend $150 million a day on his campaign from now to the election in 2020 and still have billions left.
I hope he does it. I do. I know he's been doing it somewhat. I hope he does more of it. I think.
Well, he. You see, the beauty of this is he is helping wash out all the other Democrats.
I know he is.
The same way that the liberal media washed out Trump's competitors, thinking they were helping Hillary get elected by nominating Trump. And they've been kicking themselves ever since. But you may have noted, by the way, the other day that this very strange Chris Cuomo on CNN made the statement that Donald Trump was apparently an evil person because, quote, he put himself before the collective, close quote. I mean, that's how much of a collectivist Chris Cuomo is, and that's the definition of leftist progressives. They are collectivists. So that was amusing.
If it was Star Trek, they'd be the Borg, right?
They would.
They would be the
absolutely.
Borg. Yeah. So we only got like 2 minutes, and I just wanted to throw this at you because just to get your impression. So I had somebody in the studio today, my morning show here in Connecticut, that he was not political at all, and he asked me a question on the air. He said, "Can you just give me the difference between liberals and conservatives?" It was a real genuine question from someone who just wanted a simple answer, and I gave him the answer, the example of how liberals are insane when it comes to something like the death penalty, yet they're pro-abortion. And the look on his face was one of complete disbelief. Like, he couldn't believe that people actually would think that way. And you had mentioned Nancy Pelosi and the left's love of killing babies in the previous segment. And I just wanted to get your opinion on someone who wasn't political, but for the first time maybe in their life saw the light.
Well, the mere fact that he uses liberal. Liberal is not a bad word. Libertarians like me sometimes call ourselves 19th century liberals. Liberalism used to believe in free speech, in open debate, in capitalism. And therefore, liberalism, America once had two centrist pro-capitalist political parties. The horror now is that we only have one pro-capitalist party. Right. Every election from now on out is going to be like a game of Russian roulette. And if the other side wins, you're going to see the economy and investment go to hell. Because nobody's going to sit here and wait for socialists to simply come and confiscate their wealth.
Right.
And that's the difficulty we have. So the mere fact that he used the term liberal as opposed to leftist. A leftist, a progressive, is someone who starting 200 years ago was part of a movement that wanted to replace God with high authority like science and wanted to create heaven on earth, our own man-made Eden, our own perfect society, our own egalitarian redistribution of the wealth.
Right.
None of which work in real human terms. They've been discredited every time they've been tried, and yet people just will not give up. God only knows why.
Lowell, great stuff, man. I always enjoy our conversations, and I like to sit back, just listen to you. I appreciate it. We'll get you on again real soon, but again, get out there, check it out. If you guys go to my Facebook page, I posted his latest piece, The Winter of Our Discontent, with Summer on the Way. Lowell, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Be always a pleasure. God.
All right, pal. Have a good one. Have a good New Year, and I appreciate you coming on. All right, so listen, we still have a couple guests coming up. Doc Foley will join us. Christopher Byrd, Arthur Wicknick, all coming up, all joining us here on the USA Radio Network. Keep it here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.